Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Welcome back in. Final hour of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Brought to you by Volunteer State Bank. Real people, real solutions right here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezvik, Ladarius Robinson here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Joe and I are live from Pancake Pantry here in Nashville. Their brand new location, downtown Nashville at 220 Malloy Street at the base of the Hyatt Centric downtown Nashville location. They open for business coming up on Monday, December 13th at 6 a.m. And the Pancake Pantry is partnered with the Nashville Predators Foundation, empowered by Smile Direct Club. Donations are being taken today for the foundation, and special Nashville Predators pancakes will be available to purchase between January 1st and February 28th at both Nashville Pancake Pantry locations. For each order sold, the Pancake Pantry will make a monetary donation to the Preds Foundation. So looking forward to that. Looking forward also to a nice pancake eating competition that we're going to have here in about an hour. We're getting close to a Rex Road to go time.
Yeah, Shane Foster just came, said hi, and I offered my spot to him, but he did not want it. Yeah, he's starting to get more and more worried about my long-term health as a result of this day.
Could be a tough one. We'll see what happens on the pancake eating contest when we come up. We're scheduled to be joined shortly by Predators forward Ryan Johansson. The Preds out in the New York area. They took on the Islanders last night. A big win, taking on the Devils tonight. And we'll close things out on this road trip against the Rangers coming up on Sunday. Nice to see Johansson playing really well right now. The Predators playing really well right now. With that in mind, let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Predators forward Ryan Johansson. Ryan, what's going on, brother? How are we doing?
Hey, guys. Good. How are you doing?
We are doing great. Good. Appreciate you taking time to join us. So, Ryan, Joe and I are about to participate in a pancake eating competition. Is there any food eating competition that you've ever participated in your life?
I have not.
Oh, wow.
But I'm interested to see who wins that.
Well, we'll see. We'll let you know what happens on that front.
It might be ugly.
It might be very ugly. So, Ryan, obviously big win for your group last night. Big goal by Tolvanen at the end there that you were involved with on the play. What did you think of your group and your effort last night and just the way you guys have been playing in general over the course of the last three, four, five games?
Yeah, it was another great team effort. And, collectively as a group, we're finding ways to win right now, and it's been a lot of fun. We're having a lot of fun, and sounds like you guys are having some fun there too. Sounds like you guys got quite the crowd.
We do.
It's a party here. It is a party here. They're playing Piano Man. I'm used to that at like 2 a.m., not like 6 a.m. But
yeah,
so Ryan,
too early for Piano Man.
Yeah, it is, right? So obviously, Ryan, I mean, and last time we had you on, we talked about it. You and Matt get put together. Obviously, it's been discussed ad nauseum, but we're talking 2 months now. And I know you can speak better on your own game, but it's pretty remarkable to see both of you playing like this, sustaining it for 2 months. Do you guys, I know as teammates you guys have a connection, you guys all do, but is there a special thing with you two in terms of, you know what, let's show everybody what we've got this year? And is that still something you guys talk about at all?
Yeah. We're definitely really happy for each other because coming into this year, we embrace, motivated to, prove what we can do. And that's what we want to continue doing, though, for both of us. Neither of us are satisfied, and we're happy we just got off to a good start.
Ryan, what about your line mate, Ellie Tolvanen? Obviously, he's talked about playing really well this year, and the goals just weren't going in for him for such a long stretch. Yeah. And now three games in a row with three goals. What can you say about Tolvanen, the way he's played, and how nice is it to see some pucks start to go in for him at this point?
Yeah, he's been such a stud as of late. And you know what? Even the last 15 games he's played, he's done so many good things out there. And you know, you could almost sense a little frustration with him, and just he wants the puck to go on the net, or you know, to contribute and whatnot. And you know, he was so close, and that's what we were telling him. He's just this far off from getting his some bounces to go his way, and so you know, his teammates were really happy for him to start finding the net, and especially last night making obviously a huge play with 10 seconds left.
I mean, we all know about his shot, Ryan, but are we seeing, you know, Elli Tolvanen net front presence becoming more of a thing? And that means you're going to take some punishment. That's not an easy thing to do, but obviously he's really getting that done lately.
Yeah. Well, I think that just says a lot about his character and what he does for this team to help us be successful. Maybe from last year you saw the pretty goals more, and just his shot and what he's capable of doing with the puck. But you know, this year he's really showing the hockey world right now, and that, you know, he'll do whatever it takes to get that puck in the net, and as teammates we love to see it.
Predators forward Ryan Johansson on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ryan, speaking of character, what can you say about Trennan last night, taking on the big man and Zdeno Chara, and then scoring a goal to tie the game? That has to be pretty inspiring as a teammate to see him do that.
Man, it inspiring is a great word. It's very inspiring. He's one tough kid. You know, for players, you have moments in your careers that in games that you don't forget, and I'm sure Yak's going to remember this one for a long time. That was a very impressive night, and just to not back down to a guy like Chara is, you know, it's probably tough as a fan to understand the magnitude of that when you're watching games, but as a teammate and just being around for a little while now, it's really impressive stuff.
Chara could probably crush us in the pancake today,
so.
6'8", right?
Yeah. You know,
all kinds of space to put in there. Well, Ryan, I want to go back and talk about your game some more. Production is one thing. The numbers, we all go by the numbers, and it's important to have numbers. But as we've talked about, you do so many things on the ice that maybe aren't reflected in numbers. Robbie has mentioned on the show previously, you were talking to him, and you said, like, moving your feet is one of the things that has been key for you this year. As you analyze your game, apart from the numbers and everything, like, what's different or better about your game this year?
Yeah, I mean, I just really like the way I'm skating. I think, you know, just the preparation coming into this year, and then you know, having that extra step that I haven't had in the last couple of years has been helping, and just been creating some space for me where I can just do my thing and have a little bit more time out there. And I think I'm just really happy with the way I'm skating right now, which is leading to some success for me.
Ryan Johansson on the line with us, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Ryan, what can you say about the way that your captain is playing? Because it almost feels like everybody just expects Roman Josi to play this way now, and he has played this way for such a long time. But, I mean, the goal he scored against Detroit the other night, defensemen just don't do that in this league. Like, what's it like to watch him play and almost, like, seemingly get better on a year-by-year basis?
I know. He's so good. It's just fun to watch as a teammate. And I had a perfect view of that goal. I was cruising in behind him just like, holy moly, just dancing through their whole team. He's an impressive player, and we're obviously very lucky to have him. You know, he's been leading the charge for our group, and been a very consistent player this whole year for us so far.
Ryan, obviously this is the first time in a long time, you know, for this franchise to have really like a new goalie in the mix. You know, because, well, obviously Pekka for so long, but Pekka and Jussi together for several years. What is that like for you guys to transition? I know ultimately you got to do your job in front of whoever it is, but what's that transition been like, and what have you seen from David this year?
Yeah, it's definitely been a lot different, and you know, it's whenever you have a new teammate come in, and you know, you want nothing but success for them and to make their impact on our group, and David's been doing a lot of good things where, you know, he's you know, I think as a goalie, you want to gain your team's trust right away, and with your competitiveness and getting the job done in the net, and he's done that, and our team's just rallied behind him, and we go out there and play like we need to you know, do our best to do the job in front of him to get us wins, and so his teammates were really happy for him to get off on a good foot and do his thing in the net.
Well, Ryan, we really appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. Congrats on the streak you guys are on right now, and good luck tonight against New Jersey.
Thank you, boys. Good luck with the pancakes.
Thanks, brother. We appreciate that. Ryan Johansson has been our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by Gary Ashton, Remax Advantage, and Social Furniture. Stop by Social Furniture today and see the new sofas and dining room tables they just got in today on Charlotte Avenue. So make sure you go check those out as well. Ryan Johansson playing really well right now for this Predators team, and it is amazing. Like, the Yakov Trenin part of this, you think to yourself, all right, it's a fight. People get in fights all the time. You don't fight Zdeno Chara in the NHL. Like, it just doesn't happen. And, you know, obviously Trenin got him once, and Chara got the better end of that deal for sure last night. When you get your jersey pulled up over your head and Zdeno Chara is the one punching, that's got to be, like, a terrifying feeling. But Trenin comes right back, gets stitched up, goes scores the game-tying goal. It's a pretty impressive effort for number 13 last night.
Yeah, because, you know, Chara can stand, like, halfway across the ice and still land punches on you. So It's not advisable. I mean, good for Trent for being tough. A lot of respect for the teammates. I still would have said, hey, man, you're 1-0 all time. Stay 1-0 all time forever. Just skate away from them. But, you know, it's also why I'm not a coach, not a hockey player also.
We've leveled out the reasons today why Rex Road's not involved. We'll come back. We'll take a look at your thoughts on the text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Get back into the Titans as well coming up next. Join ESPN The Game Nashville and Newton Motor Group as we team up this holiday season to help children in Middle Tennessee with Souls for Music City. More than 4,000 children in the metro area experience homelessness and over 18,000 in Middle Tennessee. And The Game and Cromwell Media are teaming up with Souls for Souls to provide a new pair of shoes to these children who are experiencing homelessness. Souls for Souls works with our schools and community partners to deliver new shoes to kids who need them the most. And Newton Motor Group will be making a donation to Souls for Souls for every test drive at any of Newton Motor Group's 4 locations now through the end of the year. So make sure you keep that in mind. We need your help to give these kids the joy and confidence they deserve. More information and to donate, you can go to thegamenashville.com/shoes. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Play silly underdog picks today. Pick 3 football underdog teams you think will win this week for a chance to win tickets to an upcoming sporting event or concert. Go to thegamenashville.com for more details and to play. Silly underdog picks presented by Volunteer Hose and Gasket. Also, make sure this Monday you're tuning in for the cue to call during the 7 o'clock hour for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the 2022 Navy Federal Credit Union NHL Stadium Series as the Nashville Predators face the Tampa Bay Lightning outdoors for the ultimate celebration of hockey at Nissan Stadium coming up on Saturday, February 26th. You can be a part of the 70,000 rocking fans at Nissan Stadium. Just make sure that you tune in starting next week for that in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll have some tickets to give away here on Robbie and Rex Road. We are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube today and every day. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. Robbie and Rex Road brought to you by Volunteer State Bank, conveniently serving Middle Tennessee with 13 locations. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. We are live today at the Pancake Pantry downtown, celebrating 60 years of the Pancake Pantry. The ribbon cutting today at 10 a.m. on their new location, located at 220 Malloy Street in downtown Nashville at the base of the Hyatt Centric Downtown Nashville Hotel. We are opening for business coming up on Monday, December 13th at 6 a.m. for the Pancake Pantry. And I got to say, I've had one pancake so far. We've got a contest coming up here in roughly 45 minutes. There's a poll at 1025 The Game on Twitter about who is going to eat more pancakes, you or myself. Last time I checked, the poll was tied 50-50. I don't know if that's good or bad for us.
Look, man, let's be honest. I got a lot more room to put pancakes in than you do.
Now, I don't think that's true.
Oh, yeah, come on, man. You want to have a contest about that right now? We could clear this place if you want, you know. Not a competitive eater. I'm an excessive eater.
Okay.
Right? Yep. I mean, the competitive eaters, Joey Chestnut and Kobayashi, they're
in fine shape.
They're in great shape. I have to think at some point, like, what they do is, like, it's actually hard for me to watch.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really love watching those things. Do you like those?
I don't know that I necessarily love it. After it gets to a certain number, I'm like, all right.
It's like, how are you doing this? And
like, when you get on hot dog, like, 46, I'm like, that's all right. I've seen enough.
Like, I might just sit here and put butter and syrup on my pancakes and calmly eat them with a fork. I'm sorry. Like, you put me in a position to eat free pancakes from Pancake Pantry. I might just enjoy it and let you crush me, but we'll see.
Joe,
I
mean, this is very fitting for your Rex rant this Monday. Remember the self-control and the eating?
Yeah, exactly. You know, I try to shame myself publicly for my eating issues, and now here I am forced to eat, like, 38 pancakes. What can I do?
We put out the number earlier, the over-under on what it's going to take to win. I set it at 11.5. Is that too low? I mean, the pancakes are pretty good sized. It's not like you're, you know, golf ball sized pancakes here. These things are pretty big.
If they give us the same pancakes that are being served here regularly, I think I'd hit the under.
I think I would too.
On whoever. Maybe not Big Joe. I got faith in you, Big Joe.
Crispy, a lot of faith in Jill Jelinek from Fox 17.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I can't wait till they get here to start talking some trash.
Let's go to our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Nathan from Lawrenceburg texting in. Rex Road versus Stillman. Who is eating the most pancakes?
Well, I mean, it would be me, because Stillman would be like, no one likes pancakes. Let's have Titans takes. And he wouldn't be able to, like, stop himself from talking to eat.
That's true.
By the way, we haven't brought up Stillman all day. We didn't bring him up.
That'd be a tough battle for him right there, having to stop long enough to eat some pancakes.
See?
Yeah.
Makes sense. It adds up.
It does add up. The Titans taking on the Jags coming up on Sunday at Nissan Stadium. Joe Rexroad, what do you think the Julio Jones situation looks like on Sunday? Obviously, he's been back on the field. As TD pointed out earlier, got better yesterday in terms of what he was doing out there. What do you think the chances are, if you had to guess right now, that he plays and has a significant role? Not playing every down, but a significant role on Sunday in this Titans offense.
I'm guessing no.
Okay.
And it's not that he's looked fine out there, but I'm just going to guess no. I'm going to guess that ultimately the decision is going to be made, however it's discussed, like one more week. You just don't want to start the clock on, clenching your fist on the sideline and hoping he doesn't tweak the thing until you have to. I don't think they have to this week. They would never say it. They'd never say it to their players. The players would never say it. But if I'm in that coach's room with those guys, I'm like, man, I just – What if Julio Jones comes back this week, tweaks it? It was a little bit too early, and it's the Jaguars game that we're going to win by 30. I understand it would be dumb if you're in that building to just assume you're going to steamroll the Jaguars, but they should. We know they should. Or I know they should.
Well,
you may disagree.
Look, I don't think they're going to steamroll anybody right now with the way that their team is currently constructed. If Julio Jones isn't out there, their offense is not good. Like, I don't know how you're going to steamroll people when your offense is not good.
Well, you're going to do it by running the football the way you ran it against the New England Patriots.
I'm still not convinced they can do that.
Well, if they can't do that, if they can't carry some of that over with their offensive line and with the backs they have right now, well, then I agree. Then they could be in for a fight. But I think that they will be able to do that.
Be interesting to see what happens. If Julio Jones can't go, like, who are you throwing the ball to? If Golden Tate's active, I think you brought up a great point. Like, Golden Tate has played a lot in the slot. That's where Chester Rogers has been. So are you moving either Golden Tate outside? Are you moving Chester Rogers outside? you know, with Racy McMath back in the fold this week, I'd be surprised if he plays on Sunday. But I think you're right in assuming that if he was healthy, he'd have been in the rotation ahead of Des Fitzpatrick for sure, I think. So if Julio can't go, they've got some interesting calls to make at wide receiver coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, it's just hard to know because it's just hard to know with Golden Tate.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty obvious his last stop, it was starting to slow down. He was, you know, tremendous. You know, really, he was tremendous for a few years with the Lions, for sure. And I would guess, you know, Chester Rogers, I just think, is one of those guys. Obviously, how many times have we heard it this year about Westbrook Akina and how he's able to go anywhere and master it and know what you're doing against this zone look or whatever, like you can play all the positions. I'd be surprised if Chester Rogers wasn't able to go, like, out to the X or something like that and play that. And maybe Tate, it makes sense to, like, focus on one thing. I don't know. That's just me speculating. But I would also think, like, Tate should have some kind of role this week, right? I mean, if not, if you don't have it by this week, then what's the delay? Maybe it's just not going to – maybe it's just not there.
Right.
It's just hard. I mean, I have no idea. That's going to help answer it. Maybe he can make a difference. Westbrook Akina is going to – you know, he can help you make some plays. He's a good possession receiver, heck of a blocker, heck of a special teams player. Chester Rogers can make some plays. But, yeah, you're limited. I mean, you're limited if you don't have Julio Jones or you don't have, like, a Golden Tate ready to come out and be rejuvenated and make plays for you.
Well, and the other part of this, and what a lot of this is going to boil down to, is can Tannehill stop turning the ball over? Like, if Tannehill's throwing two interceptions in this game, that's going to help Jacksonville hang right in there and be around in the game. If you hold on to the ball and you don't turn it over, probably going to be in decent shape if you're the Titans in this game. And that's – look, I mean, that sounds very simple. That's something that's not been all that simple for the Titans as of late. That's what I'm looking to see more than anything on the offensive side of the ball. Can you play a clean game without turning the ball over? That has not been something they've been able to do as of late.
Right. So some of it is just simply Ryan Tannehill. Don't throw it to the other team, but it's everything working together.
I mean, Hilliard hold on to the ball.
Well, right. Of course. There's that, too. I mean, there are enough backs with Jordan Wilkins signed now. McNichols back now. There's enough backs around that, you know, the rotation could change quickly. I'd say if there's much more of the ball going on the ground. You know, and, I mean, a lot of this is one thing I've gotten a lot, I think, from, you know, like from Todd Downing, I think, you know, Vrabel. When Tannehill and the turnovers come up, now, look, Vrabel's very big on let's not single someone out. Everybody has to do their job. But I'm getting a lot of, like, there's a lot of factors in some of these picks. It's pretty clear that few of them haven't been, you know, directly on Tannehill, but I think some of them clearly are. So, and some of them that have been dropped just look like not seeing a defender dropping in a certain area, you know. So, but you also still have to be aggressive. Even against a team like this, you know, there's going to be times where you have to make some tight throws and you got to be willing to rip it. I don't think confidence or, you know, like too much hesitation is going to be the problem for Tannehill. But he could use definitely a turnover-free week.
Tune in to the NFL Game of the Week on ESPN 94.9, brought to you by Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue. The Game of the Week this Sunday on ESPN 94.9 is the San Francisco 49ers taking on the Cincinnati Bengals with a 3:25 p.m. kickoff. So make sure you're tuned in for that. When we come back, it is time for Pigskin Pick'em. We'll do that coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Now, it's time for Pigskin Pick'em with Robbie and Rex Road on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
It's that time of the week, time for Pigskin Pick'em here on Robbie and Rex Road. Let's get a quick standings update from our own Joe Rex Road in the competition. All of us had a pretty good week last week, but the problem is Michelle has a good week every week in this competition.
Yeah, and stupid Buffalo Bills, if they just, you know, like stop a team that throws three times and win that game, then I'm 5-1 with my lock. She's 4-2 with no lock, but instead she's 5-1 with her lock. You went 4-2, got your lock. Yep. I went 4-2, no lock. So it was a very good week all the way around. Now Michelle, 51-27, 60 points, 9-4 in her locks. I'm 37-41, 41 points, 4-9 in my locks. You are 36-42, 39 points, 3-10 in your locks. So for the most part, it's just like you and I in the pancake eating, you and I in the fighting for second place here.
The toilet
the Pigskin Pick'em.
It's lonely at the top, guys.
Yes. But number three is Cheeks. Neither of us wants to be Cheeks.
Neither of us wants to be Cheeks, that is for sure. So let's get rolling today on today's version of Pigskin Pick'em. The Titans taking on the Jaguars coming up on Sunday at Nissan Stadium. The Titans favored by 8.5 points on FanDuel Sportsbook. Michelle, we begin with you, the Titans and the Jags. Titans favored by 8.5.
I think this is going to be a bounce-back week for the Titans after the bye week. Give me the Titans on it. I think they're going to win outright, and I think they're going to cover. I think they'll win about 13.
There you go. So 13 points, Michelle calling it for the Titans. Joe Rexroth, the Titans and the Jags. Titans favored by 8.5.
By the way, my computer is totally shorting out. Sorry, I'm off the Zoom call. It's the Wi-Fi. I think the Titans are going to win big. And I know if they don't, like if they lose or it's like down to the last possession, at some point, I'm going to stop saying when they play these terrible teams, they're going to be fine. But I think they will be. I think that they're going to run the ball. I think they're going to stop a very anemic offense. And I think coming off the break and everything, the idle week, so to speak, I think that they, like, there's no chance that they're going to take this as anything but a game that they have to attack. And I think they will, and I think they'll win by about 14 to 17 points.
It's hard for me to really feel definitive about this either way, with not knowing exactly what Julio Jones' status is going to be. But I don't think Titans are a very good team right now with the injuries that they have. I think the Titans will win this game. I do not think they cover the spread. I think Jags cover, so give me the Jags plus the 8.5. The Bills taking on the Tampa Bay Bucks coming up on Sunday. Big matchup, especially for the Bills in that game. Joe Rexroth, we begin with you. The Bucks favored by 3 points in this game at home. Who are you taking between the Bills and the Bucks?
Yeah, I'm becoming like the biggest like Bills homer ever, and I don't know why I still have belief in this team based on the way they're playing. Now you got some, you got some clear, I'd say, unhappiness that's coming out of that locker room and from the coach. So that said, they're going to go to a nice weather place and they're going to be able to throw it around. And I just think that they are going to recover from a really devastating loss to the Patriots and at least cover here. It is 3.5, correct?
It's three. Yep.
Well, I'll stick with the Bills. I thought it was 3.5. I'll stick with the Bills and take the three.
So Bills plus 3 in the game from Joe Rexroth. Yeah, I'm kind of done with the Bills. I said that a couple weeks ago. I don't think they're very good. So I'm going to go with the Bucks minus 3 in this game. Put it down as my lock. I am locking down on Tom Brady and the Bucks. Part of that's because of the way I feel about the Bills, but part of that is also because I believe you're about to see the Bucks taken into a different gear with December football here now as well. Michelle Knezevic, the Bucks and the Bills. Bucks favored by 3 in this game.
Listen, you all know how I feel about Buffalo, and they have lost every game I have needed them to lose. Titans, Steelers, and Colts. So I am going with the Bucks all the way.
There you go. That's probably the least shocking result in the history of Pigskin Pick'em competition ever. Michelle going against the Buffalo Bills. I like it.
I hope Bills Mafia is listening.
The Rams versus the Cardinals coming up on Monday Night Football. Should be a good one. Looking forward to this one. I'll lead us off on this one. I'm going to be paying heavy attention to this game between the Rams and the Cardinals. Cardinals favored by 2 in this game. I think this is going to be an instance of me voting and betting with my heart here instead of my head. Give me the Rams plus 2 in this game. I need the Rams to win this game to take down the Cardinals in terms of home field for the Packers. So that's why I'm doing this. Give me the Rams plus the 2 in this game. Michelle Knezevic, the Rams and the Cardinals. Cardinals favored by 2 in this game.
Come on, Robbie. You know we never pick with our heart in this.
I know. I did it anyway.
I have a lot
of Catter Day.
I have a lot of faith in Kyler Murray. I think the Cardinals have been hot all year. Give me the Cardinals minus 2.
So Cardinals minus 2 for Michelle Knezevic. Joe Rexroth, the Cardinals and the Rams.
I actually really feel good about this. I'm going with the Rams. They've had their swoon They've had, you know, the loss of Robert Woods was rough, but Beckham's kind of getting weaved in there. You got Van Jefferson coming along. You know, Cooper Kupp. They got punched in the mouth by the Cards at home earlier in the year. I think this is the counterpunch here from the Rams, and you got a really good race in that division from here. Give me the Rams.
We now move to the individual portion of the program. All NFL games this week, obviously, with no college football. Michelle Knezvik, we start with you. Your first individual selection.
Cowboys and the Washington football team. Cowboys are favored by 4.5. I like what Dak's doing down there, and I see the Cowboys going far into the playoffs. Give me the Cowboys at 4.5 and also make that my lock.
Oh. Locking down on the Cowboys. I'll go ahead and just throw mine out there anyway. I got that one too. Give me the Cowboys against the Washington football team. It is not my lock, however. I've already done that. So, Joe Rexrode, your first individual selection.
Ravens at Browns. This is, of course, you know, it's old Browns at new Browns.
That's right.
Also, you can look at it. Browns minus 2.5. You know, they're completely forgotten when we talk about teams that could do anything in the playoffs in this conference, and I get it right now. They've had a lot of issues. They've had a lot of injuries. I still think they're a very talented, dangerous team, and the Ravens are so banged up. I think the Browns roll. Give me the Browns. Make it my lock.
Ooh. Locking down on the Cleveland Browns. I like that. Joe Rexler, go ahead and kick us off with our second round of individual selections.
Yeah, Seahawks at Texans. Texans are getting 8.5. I think I might take the Seahawks even if they were getting 18.5. Well, probably not that, but I mean, the Texans, not only are they garbage, they just lost their best defensive player.
Yep.
he's now in Nashville. I mean, this is an easy one. Give me the Seahawks minus 8.5.
Seahawks minus 8.5. Michelle Knezvik, your second individual selection.
I've got Kansas City and the Raiders. Kansas City is favored by 10 points. I really like what Kansas City is doing in the second half of the season. I know they didn't look too promising early. Give me Kansas City. I'm really not too sure about this one, but I'll bet on Patrick Mahomes.
Kansas City minus the 10 in this game against the Raiders. Give me the Green Bay Packers minus 11.5 against the Chicago Bears. The ownership that Aaron Rodgers has staked a claim into the Chicago Bears has been a popular topic of conversation this week. He continues that ownership and doubles down on it on Sunday Night Football. Give me the Pack minus 11.5 against the Bears. And I'll close this out with our final round as well. In what may be one of the most intriguing games of the week to me, give me the Cincinnati Bengals plus 1.5 against the 49ers. I know both teams have been very Jekyll and Hyde so far this year. Just when you start to count the Bengals out, they play well and light people up. Give me the Bengals plus the 1.5 against San Francisco. Joe Rexrode, your final individual selection.
I can basically just everything you just said, put it down for me too. They're very all over the place. A California team just came in and, you know, and kicked their butt in their place, and San Fran can run it. So I mean, it's dicey, but I just think the Bengals are going to bounce back and continue that all over the map performance this year.
Michelle Knezvik, your final individual selection for the week.
Well, I forgot to pick a third one, so I'm going to do the same game as you all, 49ers okay. And Bengals. And, heck, I'll take the 49ers for this one. Let's make it a little interesting.
Wow, going with the Niners in this game against the Bengals. And as Jameson and Franklin points out, and this is just an oversight on my part, I'll take full responsibility for it. There's the Army-Navy game this weekend. We probably should pick that, but we didn't.
Shoot.
Who do you think is going to win that one? Give me Army.
Army.
I think they're a 7.5-point favorite.
Yep, give me Army. We'll just add that one.
Army, all of us.
All of us take Army in this game as well. So this has been Pigskin Pick'em here on Robbie and Rexrode. We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. By the way, Logan texting in. If the Titans can win some games and get home field in the playoffs, would love to see Creed headline the halftime show. Joe, please don't block me.
The halftime show of that actual game, or like
it's a playoff game.
Yeah. No, I mean, imagine the ratings. They wouldn't even be able to. They would not be able to do the studio show. They would have to keep it, like they did for that Thanksgiving, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott Stapp.
Like with the roadie with the angel wings flapping around
down
and stuff.
Like 2002 at Dallas Cowboys Stadium. Yeah, it was awesome.
Let's hope that happens.
Let's hope that does happen. We'll be right back. Wrap up the show coming up next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. ESPN 102.5 The Game in Music City Man Cave. Want to treat one lucky listener to a Monastay treatment package? Text CAVE now to 615-737-1025. That's CAVE to 615-737-1025 and be entered for a chance to win the Music City Man Cave Christmas giveaway. That's CAVE, 615-737-1025 on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com.
So as we get close to our pending doom here with the pancake eating contest, I did want to ask anybody if they have any amazing eating feet stories. Kyle Tucker texted me that he once ate 21 and a half slices at the Pizza Hut buffet, but he lost to his best friend who had 23. Also, he was 19 years old. That's pretty strong.
21 and a half slices is a lot. I put down an entire box of Krispy Kreme donuts one time. I'm talking freshly hot out of the original glaze, 12 in one sitting. Now, that was awful about 30 minutes later. But at the time, I was like 19 or 20, and I put it down no problem. Didn't even think twice about it.
That's pretty strong. Ladarius? Nothing? He can't think. Michelle?
Oh, I did a pie eating contest one time at summer camp, and I totally won. But it wasn't really a pie. It was more they just sprayed whipped cream in a bowl. But you couldn't use your hands.
Wow. Well, hey, you won a contest. That's good. So I got one story. In college, every once in a while, we'd go to the Old Country Buffet. You guys ever been?
No.
The old Country Buffet. I don't know if there are any in this region. But anyway, it's like this huge buffet. There's places like that.
There used to be.
You pay like $11. So, we'd save up all day, not eat, and then go nuts. So I got bet the cost. One of my roommates bet me the cost of the meal that I couldn't eat all. Like, what I ate, we're talking some epic proportions. And then go home and do a two-beer bong. Okay, bonging beers, I don't advise it. It was very popular in the 90s. So I took them on. I went home. And they bonging beer without throwing up, of course.
Yes.
You can't. And I got it done. And so I got my meal for free. Also, I was in absolute misery curled up in a ball the rest of the night. But other than that, it was awesome.
That could be the most Joe Rexrod story I think I've ever heard in my life.
Free OCB, baby.
Nate texting in on the text line says 14 plates of sushi at Sushi Train about a month ago. 14 plates. That's pretty impressive.
That sounds ridiculous. Like how many pieces of sushi were on each plate would be my question. Like if it's like
sure.
three. Actually, and then
that's
I'm still
impressive.
Like really
impressed.
Okay.
Logan texting in says, I'm pretty sure I could kill a Taco Bell soft taco race. I know I'd regret it, though. Yes, you would.
I've crushed a few of those.
Back
in the day, now that you mention it.
This might be the first eating contest I've ever taken part in here at the new Pancake Pantry downtown.
Yeah,
I've never been at one.
You know what? I have done a wing eating contest. I didn't win or anything.
But you survived.
I hung in there. I was respectful. I just want to be like, just like hang in there in the middle somewhere. I just want Big Joe, who's in here, yapping up with Jill Jelena. I just want Big Joe to just kind of take over and all the focus go on him, and then we can just gently eat some pancakes in the background. Is that going to happen?
I don't know. It's going to be a good question. I might come in last in this competition. We'll see what happens.
I don't actually know everybody who's in the competition, so I don't really know the odds.
Not judging things right now. This is a fun time out here at the new Pancake Pantry location, celebrating 60 years here in Nashville. A brand new location at 220 Malloy Street in downtown Nashville at the base of the Hyatt-centric downtown Nashville. It's awesome. It's awesome to be here. The open for business coming up on Monday, December 13th at 6 a.m. And the Pancake Pantry is also partnered with the Nashville Predators Foundation, empowered by Smile Direct Club. Donations are being taken today for the foundation. Special Nashville Predator pancakes will be available to purchase between January 1st and February 28th at both Nashville Pancake Pantry locations. For each order sold, the Pancake Pantry will make a monetary donation to the Preds Foundation. So make sure you keep that in mind over the course of the next couple months. Really cool start to the new location down here at Pancake Pantry here in downtown Nashville. Joe Rexrode, you think the Titans are going to roll on Sunday? Going to be interested to see what happens in this game. If they don't, the panic level that you anticipate coming from Titans fans on Monday.
Wait, if they don't win or they don't roll?
If they don't roll.
You know, honestly, I think a lot of people think the way you think, which is probably the right way to look at it, which is at this point with all that's gone on, any win in this league is a win, and great, you're 9-4.
Yep.
And then you hope next week you get some more people back. So I don't think it would be a big panic level at this point. I mean, look, this team just lost to the Texans. So we've seen how bad it can be.
Yes, we have.
I think obviously a loss, and now the AFC South actually becomes something we talk about.
Chase texting in. Not our Chase McCabe, different Chase on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Won a wing-eating contest, 58 wings at Hooters. Missed my midterm the next day as I was sick. That's probably true.
Well, it was for a good cause.
Yes, it was.
58 wings is some serious chicken meat.
Where was your wing-eating contest at?
It was like at a B-Dubs in East Lansing.
Okay. How hot did they make you go on those things?
Yeah, it wasn't like the – I think it was just like the buff, like the medium.
Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't like the – yeah. Well, I mean, I've tried – have you ever gone that? Like the absolute max
it's
at
tough.
A place like that? Yeah, you talk about – I mean, boy, I'm trying to think now in this advanced age. Oh, talk about give me 2 days.
It would be a Cheeks performance.
And talk about some dog water.
Yes. Yes, there would be all sorts of dog water and Cheeks involved in that discussion for sure. Look, I think the Titans are going to win coming up on Sunday. It's going to be interesting to see if Tannehill can get through a game without turning the ball over. That, to me, is the main thing. Like, get through the game without turning the ball over and you win, I feel okay about this team moving forward. If turnovers continue to be an issue, like at some point you throw up your hands and you say, all right, is this ever going to stop with this offense? Got to stop turning the ball over. That's the main thing I'm looking for on Sunday, other than the obvious of the win.
Yeah, and I feel like most of the discussion this week has been about the offense, and understandable. I mean, when the quarterback is in a dip here, it doesn't take long to get to the point to hit the panic button. Well, I mean, the defense, which I thought was actually did a lot of good things against the Patriots, but then was so bad with open field tackling in some situations. You know, it's a big week. Like, you can't let Jacksonville come in here and run on you the way they ran on you in the first meeting.
Yep.
And usually this team, when they are playing an opponent that likes to run the ball, they've done a pretty good job this year. You put them in bad situations. I just don't see how many points Jacksonville is going to score on you, even with the injuries that exist on this defense.
So, Rexrode, that's going to do it for us today. I wish you good luck in this pancake-eating competition that we're about to embark on together.
Just wish me life afterward.
Good luck, guys.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. We will hopefully be back on 6 a.m. on Monday morning to recap the Titans game, a big Preds weekend as well, all of it coming up on Monday. That's going to do it for us today. Robbie and Rexrode. Darren Donica Chase is coming up next. This is ESPN 102.5 The Game.
What's up, Foos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.